Episode 3085, The Power of Expectations.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Hey, if you haven't heard, it's a big secret. It's Friday. Yay! Are you excited? Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, and also it's a holiday weekend. Well, for most people, they're taking off Monday to enjoy the 4th of July here in the United States of America. Yes, we celebrate our independence. I can't believe it. We're another year older. Are you another year older? Oh, yeah, I know. Let's not get into that. But we are going to get into the power of expectations. Come on, Confessions of an Upset Mama, let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, we as parents, we play a crucial role in shaping our children's future. Our expectations have the potential to either become a sturdy brick wall, limiting their growth, or a stairway to their greatness. How will the power of your expectations set your kids up for success? Think about it. Where you place the floor or the ceiling for your child will most definitely have an impact on what they do in their lives. And no, I'm not talking about how you build your house, but I'm talking about your expectations, saying this is what I expect from you. And whether you use those words, it is broadcast to your children 100,000 times louder than you scream it. Seriously. We just have this radar system that goes off. And if you were to talk to a child and they could be a child again after they get to adulthood and remember everything and then come back and say, this is what happened. And if we could actually do that, now pretty soon we'll be able to look back because everything will be recorded and we can like go back. It'll be like a Star Trek show, which I guess would be cool and not so cool. But anyway, who wants to keep replaying our mistakes? However, guess what? Failure leads to success. You can't have success without failure. But we'll leave that for another episode. But seriously, we have got to look and really understand that our expectations have power. And most of us as parents, right, we want what's best for our kiddos. Oftentimes, that means we set high expectations, basically raising the bar so they will turn out better than we did. Because we don't want our kids to be less than us. We're always raising the bar. Who doesn't want to empower their child to soar to new heights? However, setting those expectations can come with a cost. Now, sometimes it's worth the cost, but how do you know? Are you doing what's right for your child, or is what you're doing actually stunting your child's growth? And I'm not talking about their height. I'm talking about their development. I was reading a prayer from Timothy Keller, who is an American pastor and theologian who's written many, many books, and it took me back. Honestly, I was getting ready for my son to come home, and he was going to visit here. He just arrived, and we're so excited, but this was in preparation to him visiting from his internship. He's been gone for like not quite 10 weeks, but it's about the halfway point. And so he's coming in for the holiday weekend, and so obviously I made this parent-child connection. Let me read it to you. And I quote, "If you love anything at all in this world more than God, you will crush that object under the weight of your expectations, and it will eventually break your heart." Now, as I began to break it down, and not because I wanted to break somebody's heart, I couldn't help but think how my expectations could actually be hurting my child. And not that I meant to, but what is really best for your child? Because when they fail, we hurt. We always want them to succeed, right? The way you raise up your child has an incredible impact, good or bad. And who wants to crush their child? No one. We want our children to succeed and experience more success than we had growing up. Yet, what we think might be good for our children, maybe it's more for us than them. How do you know the magnitude of the power of your expectations for your child? How do you know it's really going to set them up for success? Well, you got to build stairways, not walls. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Build stairways, not walls. You know, expectations play a significant role in shaping the lives of our children. However, it is essential to approach this power with wisdom and balance. You know, the Bible often speaks about the significance of guiding and training up our children. Proverbs 22:6, you know it, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Establishing a strong foundation rooted in faith and virtuous values, it enables our children to navigate life's challenges with integrity, intentionality, and direction. Yeah, they know where they're headed. They can grasp what they need to. It's not just like they're just trying to grab things out of thin air. And nowadays, we have literally the world at our fingertips. That's good and bad, by the way. Because what are our kids really doing? Are they gaining that strong foundation? Or are they learning just because, oh, wait, I can just go ask ChatGPT? And if you don't know what that is, it's an AI computer. You can ask it really tons of questions. I probably should do a tutorial on that. I mean, like, seriously, because if you don't know what it is, you need to figure it out. Because I'm telling you right now, your kids are going to know if they don't know already. Okay, it is what it is. And I could get off on a tangent, so I'm not. So I'm going to bring it back to building the stairways, not the walls. And that comes to, you've got to have that strong foundation. Are you doing that? Well, one way to make sure that your expectations are being used in the powerful way that is positive and not negative for them, well, we're going to break it down for you. Number one, you've got to lead with unconditional love. Central to our role as parents is the unconditional love we have for our children, right? We don't always like what they do, but we love them because they're ours. And believe it or not, God loves your children more than you do. I know, hard to believe, but it's true. The Bible repeatedly emphasizes the power of love in nurturing growth and development. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 and 7, we're reminded of the characteristics of love, right? Patience, kindness, protection, trust, perseverance. By embracing these qualities, it allows us to create an atmosphere of acceptance and support where our children can explore their passions, they can make mistakes, Mom, and they can learn valuable lessons without fear. Again, you're building the stairway, not the wall. Yes, you have to have discipline in your household. It's not about a yes, 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 yes family. It's not giving your child everything. They don't need everything on a silver platter. They do need to work for things. But we have to be able to raise them so they know how to work for things. And that means we have to understand the power of expectations. So lead with unconditional love, right? Our actions need to come from that so they know that our expectations, if we have a higher ceiling than what was given to us, and we're raising the bar, it's okay. But it can't be out of meanness. It can't be out of, well, I just want to be, well, bigger than you. You want to fluff your own feathers because, oh, I have power. I have control. You're not a parent to have control. Have you noticed you can't control your child? Have you remembered way back when they were just a little infant? And they cried and they cried and they cried. Maybe you have one now that cries and cries and cries. It's hard to get them to be quiet. You can't control your kiddos, but you can raise them up. And you do it by leading with unconditional love. Number two, guide with grace. Our expectations should be grounded in grace, understanding, and empathy rather than imposing unattainable standards. Perfection. Mom, perfection, Dad, it does not work. The Bible encourages us to be patient and compassionate in guiding our children. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you're still going to get mad at them. You're going to get hot under the collar. You're going to say a few words that you wish you didn't say, probably more like a few hundred paragraphs that you wish you could take back. However, that's part of your failure and their success in the long run. Why do you think that is? Because that's when you get to own your own junk. You get to say, I'm sorry. Mama's not always perfect. Ephesians 6 verse 4 says this, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Avoid harshness and instead parent with discipline that fosters growth, discipline infused with love and understanding. Guide with grace. Notice here, these are attributes of our Heavenly Father. And it's one that I know we don't sit back and say, uh-huh, yeah, whatever. No, seriously. God showed us by what and who he gave us a part of him, his son, Jesus Christ, who knows and loves us because he was one of us, yet he was the only perfect human being. That's a perfection we will never get until we're called home. So right now in your temporary home, God says, Mom, Dad, I've got plans for you. You need to raise up these children that I have gifted you, that I have loaned you. Now remember, I love them more than you do, and you need to treat them as I treat you. Yeah. That means, yes, he's sometimes going to be mad at us, right? Which means sometimes we're going to be mad at our kids. Do we need discipline? Yep. Do we need rules? Yep. So do our children. But at the same time, he also says, we've got to lead with unconditional love, and we need to know what that means. We need to guide with grace. We need to forgive faster than we remember. But of course, there are those times we have to remind them, meaning our children, that, huh, remember this? Yeah, we do have to have those conversations too. Repetition is a good thing. Number three, recognize individuality. If you have a lot of kiddos, which you know I do, you have got to know that they are just as unique as you and I are. So celebrate the individuality and honor the diverse talents and gifts bestowed upon your children. Romans 12 verse 6 says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. By nurturing their individual passions and interests and strengths, you will equip your child to discover their true potential and pursue their unique calling. God has something in store for them, just as he does for you. So recognize that individuality. Yes, they're going to have some attributes from you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Shh, don't tell anybody. I know, look in the mirror, right? Yeah, it's called look at your child, and you're like, why did you get that part of me? We'll leave that for another episode, though. You'll make it through, I promise you will. Deep breath. But we have got to honor them and recognize who they are. It's not about you, Mom. It's not about you, Dad. It's not about me. It's not about their brother or their sister. It's about the child who you are looking at into their eyes. That is who matters at the time. When you're having a conversation, when you're sitting in a room, when you're outside with them and playing ball, when you're holding them close, that's who you have to look at. Don't compare. Don't try to bring in other people. And, oh, you're like this and you're, no. Go ahead and take it to them. It's about them, their individuality. And finally, number four, build character and resilience. This is hard, but this is where balance comes in. If there is such a thing with parenting and balance, your expectations should not only focus on achievements, but also on character development and resilience. Trials and challenges are essential for building strength and character. We don't like it, but it works. And that doesn't mean that you're building the brick wall. They're building the stairway to greatness. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. No one likes to go through the CRAP, the junk of life, but we all have it. And we all deal with it differently. And you're not supposed to compare your junk because your junk was made for you. Well, not exactly, but you know what I mean. Unfortunately, it came to you as it is. And there are some things we just don't understand. There are some things we will never understand until we get to the other side, called heaven. And those things, unfortunately, we just have to wrestle with. And we have to trust God and say, you know what, God, you've got this. But in those trials, in those tribulations, right, it builds our faith and it produces perseverance. It's that character, that resilience that we need to get to the other side. That staircase to greatness, where is it leading? You know. By instilling a growth and abundant mindset within your children, you teach them to embrace challenges, learn from setbacks, and develop the resilience needed to navigate life's obstacles. What's getting in the way? And there's always something getting in the way. So take a deep breath, Mom. Dad, you both got it. We hold the privilege and responsibility of shaping our children's lives. You've got to be willing to set your expectations to the side and tap into what God has in store for your child. You can't build a stairway of greatness on your own strength. You need God to do the impossible. Why do you think there's not a, hey, this is how you raise a kid? Wouldn't it be nice? I don't know. Some of those things, you know, it's kind of like you go to like IKEA, the furniture stores, and you get this and you have all these parts and you're like, well, it's going to be worse than that when you have a child, right? You look at it and you're like, I don't even have a manual to follow. I can't even make, Practice brings progress, but you have to be on your knees. Be willing to get on your knees. By harnessing the power of expectations rooted in biblical principles, you become an agent of growth and empowerment, fueling your child's journey towards greatness. You're building the stairway of greatness. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, my friend. By embracing love, wisdom, and grace, you create an environment where our children can thrive. Your children, my children, and then they get to fulfill their God-given potential, their calling, their blessings. Don't think you've got it all under control. Approach parenting with humility. Keep your family rooted in God's word, and as you train them up with good ethics and morals and biblical teachings, they'll become the catalyst for the stairway to greatness. Go out, my friend. Enjoy this holiday weekend. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Happy 4th. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.